The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing today? How you doing, Abby?
Good. You know, good. Yeah. It's Tuesday.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yep. Monday's just kind of the day where, all right, we're just recovering from the weekend. We're just trying to get by.
Mm-hmm.
Just advance.
That's exactly how it is. Survive in advance.
How about you, Mo?
I'm good. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Abby said hanging in there. I'm trying to figure out why I'm always so much more tired on Tuesday than Monday. I don't get it. Doesn't make sense to me. But Tuesday's always rough.
Yeah, I don't know why that is either.
It's a weird thing.
And that's been consistent in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen's back.
I am back. And thankfully, I don't have a migraine this morning. I don't know. The last two nights, last night was another bad night of sleep. Can't fall asleep, tossing and turning. The night before that, I got like zero sleep. And then by like around 4:30, 5 o'clock, this nasty migraine, ocular headache, or whatever you want to call it, and I couldn't open my left eye.
Ew. Ooh, jeez.
Yeah, so I was just like, you know what? Let's try to get some sleep and figure this out. So I got, obviously, after some sleep, got much better. But last night, I was still trying to like figure out why I couldn't go to sleep, and I have no idea, because normally, knock on wood, I sleep pretty good.
It's frustrating. It's really, really frustrating, especially when you can't attribute it to anything.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
Nothing to attribute it to.
All right, Cassie, so we're starting today off with a question. How do you know if someone's trying to case your place?
Okay, so my friend is house sitting, and God bless her. My friend is like, she's my friend, but she's one of my sister's friends, but young. She's 25 is what I'm trying to say, all right? So we're not talking about like a 40-year-old adult woman. And I'm chatting with her, and she's staying at someone's house, and she's like, oh, yeah, it's so weird when people come by the house and it's not your house. And I'm like, what do you mean? You answered a doorbell? As a millennial, I cannot relate, because a doorbell rings, I hit the floor and pretend no one's home. Never. She's like, yeah, I opened it with some pest control guy. And I was like, okay. And she's like, he asked me the weirdest question. He goes, is the next-door neighbor blind? And immediately,
what?
Like immediately, my radar starts pinging. And I'm like, well, is he? She's like, I don't know. And she's like, so I told him, I don't know. It's my friend's house. And I was like, oh, God. And then he goes, oh, are they out of town? And she's like, yeah, but I'm here. And I was like, all right, that's dumb, single white female. Why would you tell them that you're home alone? Yeah. But okay. And then he's like, when will they be back? And she's like, well, next week. And he's like, where'd they go? And she's like, he just seemed like he was making conversation. And then then her spidey senses started tingling. And she's like, oh, well, they're just down the street at their grandma's house. I'm just taking care of their cats while they're down there. Like to kind of be like, the house is occupied. There are going to be people here. And he's like, okay, well, I've been helping people with their like roaches and spiders in the neighborhood. I just wanted to come by. I can come back with a business card. Another red flag. Mm-hmm. If you are door-to-door soliciting, why don't you already have your business card handy?
Yeah, for sure.
So she's telling me this, and I'm like, they're so smart, because what threw her was, is the next-door neighbor blind? Which is the easiest way to like see if somebody belongs there or not, because you should know whether or not your neighbor is blind. And also, it takes you off guard, right? It's like, oh, weird question. You must have just been over there. I don't know. I'm now assuming that you were over there talking to them. And this is what she's telling me. And we're talking it through. And she's like, well, he did, though, have a full, like, khaki workman jumpsuit on with a patch that had a company logo on it. And I'm like, well, was it one of the major companies? She's like, no, and I can't remember. She's like, I just remember seeing there was like an embroidered patch. And I was like, okay, that sounds a little less sus, because those are far lengths to go to get an embroidered patch stuck on like a uniform.
Well, if you're doing the math on it, though, I mean, paying for that outfit / costume compared to getting into somebody's house and getting all their jewelry and electronics, that's a small price to pay for business.
Right. So now she's paranoid and the lights are on all night, she tells me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, maybe I'm overreacting, and maybe it really just was a door-to-door solicitation, because we know I tend to, you know, take the the world's burning side of things.
Even that to me should be out. It feels so outdated to me when somebody knocks on my door and they're soliciting in person at my house. It feels so outdated.
It feels like an intrusion. Like, it immediately makes me not want to use the service, and it feels like you intruded on my privacy, even though you didn't. All you did was ring a doorbell or knock, and I chose to answer. But it's like a text message that you can't ignore.
Yeah.
So whenever we get solicitors or anybody in the neighborhood, man, whenever they come to our house and Bart answers the door, I say a silent prayer for them. And I'm just like, man, you are barking up the wrong tree. Yeah. And I actually have gotten on Bart, because he is so rude and like just,
It's so intrusive.
I know it's intrusive, and I try, like, I try to be, like, as understanding as possible, but my husband, he is just, he take, and I'm like, you don't, these are other human beings, you know, maybe they're casing a joint, maybe they're just trying to make a buck, I don't know, but he is so rude, and it's so uncomfortable.
I'm all for Bart in this case.
Really?
I'm with Bart, too.
Yeah. Really?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. 100%.
Yeah. Can he film a 101 series for everybody else who doesn't know how to do it?
There was a guy talking at the door just the other day, and Bart just straight up looks at him and just shuts the door right in his face.
The Bert Show.